Have you seen the recent headlines about real estate commissions about to take a huge tumble? Well, my friends, I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why.
3, 2, 1.
Adventures in Miami Real Estate.
Commissions, 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 all those lovely commissions. Hi, everybody. My name is Mark Zilbert, and I'm a real estate broker in Miami Beach. This is Adventures in Miami Real Estate, which is my podcast that is mostly about real estate, but also talks about living and eating and really just hanging out in Miami. So it's a little bit of lifestyle, a little bit of real estate. But today I got up. I'm shooting this on a Saturday morning after my workout. I haven't shaven yet, but I wanted to get some content out because I thought it would be important enough to give you my viewpoint on what's been happening with all these headlines you've been seeing. I've seen crazy headlines, real estate commissions disappearing. The real estate agent is a figure of the past, all kinds of nonsense. And quite frankly, a lot of irresponsible reporting. So what I want to do in this podcast is describe to you kind of exactly what's been going on, what has been agreed to, when this will take effect, and what the overall impact will be on the business. So as a real estate broker, I make all of my earnings on commission. And I guess to really get things underway, for those of you that had never bought or sold real estate, let me run through what the typical real estate listing and selling process looks like. So let's say you own a property and you want to sell it. You have several choices available to you. You can sell it on your own. And we call it a FSBO, which is an acronym for for sale by owner. And when you do that, you're basically on your own. You put a sign in your front yard. You maybe put some posts in social media, whatever the case may be, but you're on your own. You don't have a helper there. Then there is what the vast majority of owners of residential properties do when they sell a property, and that's engage with a realtor. And in this scenario, you will interview a broker like myself. We'll have some discussions. I'll give you an estimate of what I think your property is worth. We talk about some of the services that I'll be providing. And then we agree to a commission, a sales commission that will be due if I sell your property. So the commission is always negotiable, but let's say we're using a number like 6%. 6% is what we see a lot of, but there's no rule that says it has to be 6%. So assuming we've agreed to a 6% commission, I start marketing the property. I put it into the multiple listing service. I do some advertising. I do some social media. I use my podcast now. Hey, how about that? I network with brokers. I email around. I do a lot of things to get the word out. So at some point, another realtor may see my listing in the MLS, or they may be responding to something that I've advertised, and they call me up. And they say, guess what? I have someone I think is perfect for the property. I've done my research with them and I kind of understand what their price point is at, et cetera. And we show the property and then there is, let's say, an offer. So if the offer is accepted by the seller, we then have a contract and we're good to go. And then once the property closes, the seller of the property then owes me as the broker the sales commission. So if I agreed to list a property at a 6% negotiated rate, then at the closing, I will get 6%. That's what's owed to my company. Now, it so happens because I'm a realtor and because I use the MLS, there's a current rule that says if I'm going to earn a commission on a listing and there is a buyer who's represented by an agent or a broker, then I will split my earnings with that broker. So essentially that buyer's agent or that buyer's representative would get half of my 6%. I would keep 3%, they would keep 3%. And that's how it's been mandated for quite a few decades, actually. Now there's another part to this as well. Let's say in that same scenario, I have the listing and I bring the buyer. So in essence, I'm the listing agent, and I'm also the buyer's agent. This is something that happens quite frequently in Florida. In Florida, we are what we call transaction brokers. So unlike other states, we don't have buyer agents and seller agents. So one broker can represent both sides. And actually in other states where single agency is typically practiced, you can also be a dual agent. There's just a little more disclosure that has to be presented to both sides in doing that. But let's say, for example, I have the listing and I bring a buyer and I have that negotiated 6%. Well, when the deal closes, I've made 6%. So that's a case where I will have earned all the commission. So the seller has agreed right at the beginning, if this property sells, the commission that we've agreed to is due. And it doesn't matter whether I have both sides of the deal, whether there's myself and a buyer's agent, it doesn't matter. That's what the seller pays. So let's now come forward to early 2024. And as it turns out, through certain lawsuits that some sellers filed and through agreements that the National Association of Realtors made with the judicial system, things will change a little bit. Not as much as you see in the news media, but I want to explain what the changes are and how they may impact how we do business. So one of the things that will change is that in July of 2024, assuming approved by the judge, the MLS will no longer show a buyer's agent what their commission is. In today's MLS, if let's say the seller and the seller's agent have negotiated a 5% listing commission, the MLS today would show the buyer's agent 2.5% as being their commission. So it's really a matter of mechanics. If I'm a buyer's agent and I can't see the commission offered to me in the MLS, it just means I have to reach out each time to the listing agent to see what their offer is. Now, I'm not expecting most listing agents, at least the honorable ones, to deviate from this program of splitting 50-50 what they earn, because that's how we've always done it, and it's worked so well for many years. I think this is more about transparency and all the parties, the buyer, the seller, and people who are associated with them understand how the compensation is spread out. So that's one change that we're expecting to see in July. The other change is that moving forward, buyers and brokerages will have to have in writing a buyer brokerage agreement. And this is merely an agreement that outlines the roles and the services that the buyer's agent will provide. We don't typically do this in Florida simply because we are what we call transaction brokers in the state of Florida. And this basically means we're the facilitator of the deal between the buyer and the seller, but we don't truly represent either party, at least as a fiduciary. We do, when we have a listing, exclusively represent that listing, but we still sit in the middle between the two of them. But this buyer brokerage agreement will have, it'll have more legs in states where there are single agency rules and laws that apply. But the bottom line is the NAR will insist that all brokers across the country, regardless of what state, have an agreement in writing with their buyers. So those are kind of the two main things to come out of all of this. But you'll notice that none of these new requirements really suggest an overnight drop in commissions and rates. And it's more just about disclosure and transparency, as I said. But what I want to point out is that the role of real estate agents in the real estate transaction is very key. It's very essential. And it's very difficult for buyers and sellers to interact with each other and to find each other without our assistance. I want to share some data from the National Association of Realtors. And as I was researching this podcast, I came across this page of stats, and it's quite astounding. You can find some of these stats on the nar.realtor website. But I was looking at home buyer statistics, and what was amazing to me is that 89% of buyers purchased their home through a real estate agent or broker. This is quite amazing. I knew the number was high, but I'll be honest, I didn't know it was that high. So buyers rely on our trade to help them. And it goes without saying, there's a lot of value that we add to them. When it comes to sellers, then it's another amazing statistic. 89% of sellers were assisted by a real estate agent when selling their home. So these numbers, they really tell an important story, and that is buyers and sellers need our help, and this is why we're compensated. And if you really think about it, if you are trying to buy a home, especially if you're unfamiliar with an area, what are you going to do? Are you going to Google search for listings and go look on your own? There's so much knowledge that a real estate agent has on the areas in which they work. They understand the buildings. You know, we're mainly a condo market in the Miami area, but we know the buildings. We know the problems. We know the buildings that people enjoy. We know the buildings that people find easy to sell. We know their location. There's a lot of ins and outs to it. And then when the real estate transaction starts, we help you understand what you're buying, how to get the right inspections, and how to really do the proper due diligence. If you're just on your own doing this, it's very difficult. But when we assist sellers, the role we have is equally as important, because it's up to us not just to market the property, but to make sure we find the right types of buyers that are qualified enough to purchase the properties, and then to really price it at a point where we're always hoping to get the seller top dollar. So the sales commission, as far as I'm concerned, is really just a fee that is paid to us for our services. And there are many service industries out there, many service professionals, and everybody gets paid for the value that they contribute. And that's where a real estate commission comes in. I mentioned also for sale by owner, FSBO, and FSBOs accounted for 7% of home sales in 2023. And the typical FSBO home sold for $310,000 compared to $405,000 when there was an agent assisting in the deal. So the numbers tell you right there, trying to do it on your own maybe works for some people, but let us help you. Let us put the deal together and let us get you top dollar. So, and I think that speaks volumes. The bottom line is this: the changes that are coming because of the agreement that the NAR has with the justice system is going to make some changes to how we work on a day-to-day basis, but I don't foresee for a minute commissions changing. I think as long as us as realtors and brokers can continue to demonstrate our value to the marketplace, then the compensation plans that we've been accustomed to, that we're always negotiating, of course, will endure. Basically, I think what I've shown is that despite what you're reading, there is not a lot happening that's different. Yes, we're going to have some changes in our rituals, in how we list properties and how we work with buyers. But at the end of the day, there is value that our community brings to the marketplace. So there you have it. I think we're not going to see a lot of change in the industry. I know people will disagree with me, but I've been in this business over 20 years and I understand what it is to work with luxury buyers and luxury sellers, and they see value in the work that we do. So the compensation programs that we negotiate with the sellers, I think will continue to be shared with the buyer's agents. It's just not practical for a buyer to, in many cases, add additional fees, especially a commission, to get to the closing table. So as long as we're all on board with that, we'll continue to show the sellers that we have value to them. And if we're bringing them a good price, then the percentage that they pay us as a whole commission is worthwhile, because when they win, everybody wins, of course. Anyway, I truly enjoy having you join me today. You can catch this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and the video version on YouTube. I'll keep posting content in the coming weeks. I have some great guest speakers coming up, and I really enjoy this new form for me. Please check out Zilbert.com, which is my website of Miami real estate. It's updated in real time, and I think you'll really enjoy visiting it. But that's all for now. We'll see you soon. And as the French say, à bientôt, which means until next time.